to the light. It's about opening up to heaven's bliss. Heaven's bliss. So heaven's bliss is apparent. And when they're saying it's apparent, in other words, they're saying it's inevitable. So as we will receive our divine dispensation, this means that we're traveling with the light. We're attending to the light in all moments. As we will attune, as we will subscribe. So you see a blog, you like whatever, it's like, I think I'm going to subscribe. So we want to remember that we're switching our attendance. They're showing me the dwarfs and the sleepy one. So we've been asleep. We've been following the ego. The ego's been pulling at us. And so it's the dream of lower intention. So what we're being provided with, and here come the roses from Mother Mary. What we're being provided with, you know, it's been called the good news, but it's the good news in terms of our own sequencing. So it's not like we're drawing from something that's separate from us. They're saying that this is will bring us true revelation. True revelation, true discovery, is that we're the master and we've been sleepwalking, we've been dreaming. They're saying the inevitable. Every time they say the inevitable, I get this like whiffed a perfume of rose scent. And so the inevitable is we are the master. So it's inevitable that we're going to assume that positioning, that we're going to assume that placement. So what we're doing is allowing ourselves to retrieve and to subscribe. So we're subscribing to our true nature. We're subscribing to our true understanding, and we're releasing that reactionary stalling provisions. So the stalling, the reactionary, is when we still keep bouncing off the mirrors. Everything we experience in this realm is our mirror, good or bad. It's either our homecoming or it's our shadow. But the defining moment is when we wake up to our own presence and restore ourselves to wholeness. So as we will receive this endowment. Now this endowment comes with instructions, not in the mind. Remember, we're receiving ourselves beyond that limited acquaintance, because we're coming into our true divine inheritance that's beyond space and time. So as we receive this orchestration of loveliness, in order to receive it, we have to abide by love's presence. We have to abide by that love of self. So some of us have been functioning out of this conditioned past recall, where we're still receiving ourselves in our impoverished nature, in our impoverished stance. So what we're doing, therefore, is opening up to love's provisions. They're showing me, like, if you were just start opening drawers when I'm looking for my favorite socks or whatever, I just start open. You would think it should be one in one drawer, but it can be in several. But I'm opening those drawers up. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, is we're allowing love's provision. Now, love is our, they're showing me the wheel cart. It's coming so fast, I'm trying to speed up. So the wheel card in Tarot, it's our destiny. It's our destiny. So yes, my love, it's our destiny. So what we're doing is allowing our true discovery, our true commitment, our true arrival. And so we're doing this in upstate, in stages of gladness. Stages of gladness is welcoming our true self home, welcoming our assertive pride. So the pride is not ego. This isn't, I am somehow better than you, this separation. Pride is recognizing that we all are stars. We're all part of the system of that one truth. So what I wake up for myself, I wake up for the dormant self within you. What I acknowledge in you, I'm acknowledging in myself. So as we will receive this light's transmissions, as we will receive our bounty, bounty is abundance. Bounty is not like a little small, here's just a little token to get you started. Bounty is bountiful harvest, as much as you will receive. And so the thought is, why wouldn't we receive all of it? It has to do with the prejudice towards self. It has to do with that egoic, what would be the word? Just that awareness that we've been subscribing to, where we don't think we're in full placement. And so we're all in different degrees of whittling that away, washing that away. So when we can receive that bountiful harvest, when we can receive that full measure, what we're doing is entitling ourselves. Imagine you're in Las Vegas and you just had this amazing win, red four or whatever, and all those chips, that you take all of them. Now it's going to be processed one by one. In other words, what we're doing is healing, releasing those old constructs, those old teachings, those old beliefs that are keeping us in alignment with the falsified self. So it's going to play out in stages, but what we're doing, remember, there's no time. So when we say yes to our full consent, it's the end. We've been talking about this. It's sort of like we're agreeing to that last step. We're agreeing to, like, just imagine a jigsaw puzzle. All the pieces are placed one by one. We're agreeing to that last piece where, ta-da, you're complete. So when we say yes now, we're stretched out to infinity. And through this transmission, they keep showing me the infinity. Now, when I'm seeing that infinity symbol, it is like one of those beautiful, ever see like an infinity necklace where it's like all in diamonds, like it's just shimmering? That's what I'm seeing. So the shimmering being our true status, our true nature. And so what we're doing is we're aligning to the stars, we're aligning to our brilliance, we're aligning to our true consent. As we do this, we're subjected to grace. Well, that's not a bad subject. We're obligated to grace, because this is the whole point. It's like God's waking itself up, if you want to think of it that way. And that's our essence. So when we think about praying to God, to spirit, to goddess, to angels, we're just saying yes to our own divine principle, our own divine presence. So this is where the infinity, who we are outside of judgment, who we are outside of separation. So all of this polarization that we're dreaming, where somehow the boss has the power, the political system has the power, whatever, it's always somehow not within self. It's not within self. So this is what we're overriding. This is the essential ingredient, because once we get this, once we get this within our own magnetism, you understand now, we're not trying to heal the body if you have an illness, or heal like a certain segment of your life. What stands for one stands for all. So each of us come to the meeting table and we have the so-called challenges, because it brings us into restoration. That's what they're asking us to come into agreement right here and right now. Whatever your woes are, whatever's tripping you up, it's stirring your memory. It's like, wait a minute, I don't seem to be able to solve this in the linear. Well, guess what? It's your calling card. It's your signaling for your return to your true measure, where you abide by your own power, where you abide by your own truth, because that's what this is. This has been a dream of separation from the self. So as we will receive our homecoming. When I said homecoming, I had all these light codes going ding, 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 ding. So activation, my very formal words, ding, ding, ding. It's so like I'm receiving it in sparks, almost like firecrackers or whatever, you know, the sparklers. So again, it's light. Think about like the visuals. It's like a light explosion, a light transmission. We're opening up directly to our own source of light. We're opening up to our true understanding, our true agreement, our true stature. So as we will receive this, now again, King of Wands, every single group now I see King of Wands. So this is, it's not a male imagery, it's one of great power. Wands, fire energy, action, completion. So it's not like just pie in the sky, maybe this will happen. This is our day of triumph, because remember, it's our day of triumph. Because what we're agreeing to in the here now, remember, we're agreeing to what we are would perceive as our future placement. It's all whole. It's a hologram. It's all in the now moment. So what we're agreeing to is going to have consequences. Let me explain. Do not run. Do not leap. It's going to shift. You don't know. You do not want to be aligned with a life that's aligned with your own old fears, with your old negative assertions. We may think, I want everything just the way it is, but can you just tweak this for me? This is not why we're here. So what we're allowing, they're showing me prosperity begins cards. Well, that's pretty good. So what we're allowing is our future destiny. We're allowing forward movement. So what you're doing, because when you say yes, when you say you come into agreement with your true life, everything in your life is subject for movement, because it all has to shift, as long as you don't regress, which is free will. But assuming you do not, then everything's going to shift to reflect your new posturing. So this is, you know, you come here for one thing and all of a sudden everything starts moving on you because you're moving into your proper placement. We want to remember that when we've been socialized, it's like we can just see so far out based on those generational teachings. Again, no error. You can only pass on what you have discovered to present. So what we're doing is permitting our full discovery. We're permitting ourselves to go beyond past constraints. We've never experienced what's about to occur. None of our ancestors that we're experiencing in the physical, you may have communication from loved ones on the other side, but none of the training in terms of what we're moving ourselves out of that bondage could ever predict, explain our availability, because they're not privy to it. That's very, very, very relevant, because sometimes that's what we're still responding to in terms of what we believe is possible. When we return to the Holy Grail, when we return to the codes of light, it's we become new beings of light. We're sourcing a new confident, a new agreement, a new exposure. So what we're aligning with now is our totality of claim. This means everything we said on a soul level, yes, this is what I'm going to bring to pass. So we're waking our divinity codes, we're waking our slumber and coming into full status, full stature. So as we will receive this, now when I'm opening this, there's a parallel life that is being shown. And so what we're doing is aligning with the energy of that existence. We are present, all of us, all that are attuned to this source material are present through and through. In other words, our energy is in both timelines. And they're saying that that difference is shrinking. So remember, all of these timelines, all of these lifetimes are really all present. So what's waiting for is our graduation ceremony. In English, it's waiting for our response system. It's waiting for our consent. What we will receive in consciousness becomes our reality. It becomes our reality. So they're saying time is shrinking. So in other words, and there's the cards, spread your wings. So we're allowing that favored movement. We're allowing our true remembrance. So there's an activation from the Emerald Tablets that is, they're saying it's pursuing us. Well, how lovely is that? In other words, we're receiving our conviction, our true blessed status. Now I've got the card of lessons learned. So we didn't come here just to sort of erect camp and it's like here enlightenment masters are present. We came to fit the bill. In other words, whatever you've been administering to, whatever you've been learning, you're learning against the odds. In English, you're learning for all of humanity. So it's sort of like, well, I'll build a bridge over here. So then the blueprint for that bridge building is through and through. In other words, it's available for everyone. So just to use me, it's like when I wake up from slumber in one particular area, someone can have a conversation with me and suddenly they have the gift of that answer codes. It's just all there in the transmission. It's not even through channeling. It's like, hi, how you doing today? Transmission, frequency, energy, alignment. So what we're doing, they're asking us to really understand the power that we stride with, what we're doing in our individual circumstances throughout this lifetime we have been doing for all of humanity. It's very, very purposeful at this time that we honor that positioning, that we take ourselves out of slumber, that we take ourselves out of that linear belief, that linear focus, where, well, you know, this is what happened to me, about me, myself, and I, my life. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. So as we will receive our gifts in true harmony, in true faithfulness, in true involvement, that means they're helping us to wake up. When I say they, they're correcting me. It's sort of like the royal we. We are waking ourselves up. So they're asking us to just, when we think of an ascended master, I think of Mother Mary, because that's who has been guiding me. They're asking us to think again. It's our own divine access to source. We are waking ourselves up. We're coming into an agreement to stand out of the fold. So when you're responding to all these, I don't want to say linear messages, but issues at hand that just see things from a polarized viewpoint, consider again. It's like the universe has ears. Your cells have ears. Your divine appointment has ears. So as we will receive, and I literally have this vase that's just filled to the brim, as we will receive our daily dosing, in other words, our divine communion. And they're saying, let it rest upon the breast. In other words, let it be received by your higher heart. Let your sacred truth be known. So that's like the daily message. Come to know the self. Listen to the self. So as we're receiving this light, we do so with true remembrance. Trusting our path is secure. Trusting the way of the heart is present. We're waking up to our own divine assistance, our own divine plan. It doesn't matter. It took me 17 years to take that next step. Well, groovy, because now you're ready to take the next one. So all that linear terminology, the number of years, it's a dream state. How many years did it take you in the dream state? In a dream, quick movements. So we're they're showing me like an elastic thing where it looks like it's a very long highway. That's what I want to say. It looked like a very long highway, almost like you would see in Nevada desert or something. It goes on and on and on. Then you have that beautiful moon in the horizon. What they showed me in that road is it suddenly was folded, like it suddenly, just like creases of a fold and like a fan, a folded fan. So the point being that time is a construct of the mind. Time is an illusion. So how much time something takes is really about alignment, placement of consciousness. Someone needed to hear that. Linear is going to take 4 years. Well, or it could take 4 minutes. It may take you 4 years to learn how to receive what you can receive in 4 minutes. This is where we're stepping out of time and coming into the light, coming into alignment with our divine presence. Let us receive our true gifting. Let us receive our true establishment. Remember, what we're receiving as masters of the light for all of the collective. Can't offer what we haven't taken ourselves, what we haven't aligned to ourselves. Let us receive. Let us receive in wholeness now.